Gasol.
That's the Zold, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Boy, I had one of those early mornings. It was like 4 a.m., man. And first of all, I go to bed early, all right? I mean, I was up late last night. I think it was 10 o'clock. I was up last night. That's like 3 in the morning. But I was up early, man. It was another one of those. It's like I've had a couple of them the last week. One of those straight up, sit up in the middle of the morning, night. Time to get up. I knew it. And I did, and I've been ruminating all day, and I just thank the Lord that I have the opportunity to come here and share with you guys and throw some meat on the table and chew it up. But, man. Listen, I'm going to do something right now. I'm going to start a 3-day fast. I'm going to start one. And I would like anybody out there to join us in any way that you can. For those of you who've never fasted, you know, I don't want to get into the depth of how you go about doing that same stuff. If you've never fasted, then I suggest you try to join us. And some of these things only come out with prayer and fasting, the scriptures tell us. And I just sense that we're in the most unbelievably urgent time in the history of the world. I'm going to take you someplace today, if the Lord lets me. Well, I began the fast last night at sundown, and I'm calling for it. Anybody out there wants to join me, 3 days, going to go for it, prayer and fasting, and begin it now. I was awake, everywhere you look, it's doom and gloom. You get up in the morning, you jump on the internet, you do whatever, you go to your favorite website, you go wherever you want to. It's gloom, doom, fear everywhere you look. And man, I heard so clearly from the Lord this morning. He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And I pulled back for a minute and I thought, what? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And I began to pull back and begin to ponder and begin to think about where we are. Psalm 2 says the kings of this earth have conspired against the Lord and his anointed. Folks, we are in the midst of a clash of the kingdoms like we have known. This is a global, worldwide clash of the kingdoms. What are the kingdoms that are clashing? The kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the evil one are clashing worldwide before our very eyes. Because we are Americans and we follow American news and American Facebook and American YouTube and American this and American and that, we are missing the bigger picture of what's going on. Remember, we were taught to pray by the Lord himself, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 said, unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no. Oh my goodness. Are we thinking that way, boys and girls? Do we really understand that we are right now